USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To combat a spike in COVID-19 cases, California Governor Gavin Newsom is shutting down operations at many indoor businesses across the state where people gather, like bars, movie theaters, and restaurants.
This is a new statewide action effective today. Every county in the state of California impacted by a requirement now to modify indoor operations.
Giuseppe Franco is a salon owner in Beverly Hills.
So now you're going to have unhappy employees, unhappy clients, unhappy world.
Florida is now the new epicenter of the virus. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The percentage of people who were testing positive, instead of being 3%, 4%, 5% like it had been in May and early June, was now going up to where it ended up hitting even 15% just last week.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The White House is denying any problems between infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci and President Trump. There have been reports that the president and his staff were working to undercut Fauci.
I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci. I've had for a long time, right from the beginning. I find him to be a very nice person. I don't always agree with him.
Lately, Dr. Fauci has been sounding alarms about spiking coronavirus cases and moving too quickly to reopen the economy. A White House official said he expected President Trump to act firmly against the TikTok social media app, leading China to call the U.S. the world's real hacker empire. Wired editor-in-chief Nick Thompson says the U.S. can take action.
It can do almost what it did to Huawei, which is it can put TikTok or ByteDance, the parent company that owns TikTok, on something called the entity list in the Department of Commerce. And as with Huawei, that would make it incredibly hard for U.S. companies to do business with TikTok.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller responded to claims that his investigation into potential collusion between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign was illegitimate following the president's decision to commute Roger Stone's sentence. Mueller published an op-ed in the Washington Post on Saturday, asserting that while the work of the special counsel's office, including indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions, should speak for itself, but that he felt compelled to respond to claims that its motives were improper and that Stone was a victim of the office. Mueller wrote, "The Russia investigation was of paramount importance. Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. He remains a convicted felon, and rightly so." President Trump on Friday commuted Stone's sentence 4 days before he was set to spend 40 months in prison. Stone, who wasn't pardoned by Trump, is appealing his conviction, but the commutation protects him from serving prison time as a result. Stone, a 67-year-old Republican strategist, was convicted in November of charges that included lying to Congress, witness tampering, and interfering in the House's Russia investigation. Prosecutors had originally recommended that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but Attorney General William Barr recommended a more lenient sentence. The entire prosecution team resigned from the case in protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.